You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Former three-time world boxing champion Dingaan Tobela has died after battling illness. The legendary boxer from Shawelo, fondly known as the Rose of Soweto, was found dead in his flat in Mayfair, Johannesburg on Monday. For more on the legend and his impact on South African boxing, we're now joined by another legend, all the way from Toekomsrus, or better known as Tookies, the former South African super lightweight champion, the WBC international super light champion, and former WBU welterweight champion of the world, Jan Bergman. A very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Good morning.
As a former champion, Mr. Bergman, what was going through your mind when you heard the news of the Rose of Soweto is no more?
It was very sad for me to accept it. I called his children and check up with them, and then they had no issue by that time. But then later on, they confirmed to me, yes, he did pass on.
Tell us about your friendship with Dingaan, and how did you guys meet, and what is your fondest memory about him?
Well, fondest memory about Dingaan is I turned pro 1990, and I used to go to his shambe in Joburg to go and spar with him. And Uncle Norman was his coach, and we used to spar very well, me and him, and then man, he was a strong person. And we sparred and all that. And so some of his fights, I went and helped him to spar with him. Mm. And some I could not, because I was always traveling myself as well. Mm.
Now, although Dingaan was retired, his death will surely leave a void in the boxing fraternity. What impact do you think he has left in the boxing realm, and how do you think he should be remembered?
Well, Dingaan did very well in his boxing career. He became WBO lightweight champion, WBA lightweight champion, and in the next 5 or 8 years, he came back and boxed the UK guy, and he win the WBC title for in middleweight. I was very, very impressed with him.
Mm. As a former champion, super light champion, and WBC international super light champion, as well as a former WBU welterweight champion, what is your message to potential young boxers that would look up to the former champion now, Dingaan Tobela?
Very dedicated person. Very, very dedicated person. He trained, and I remember he was always couldn't make the weight, and then wherever we went together overseas, and then he made the weight. Mm-hmm. And but he was a very dedicated boxer.
All right.
And a very good fighter.
I thank you so much. That was former world boxing champion, all the way from Toekomsrus, former South African superlight champion and world superlight champion, Jan Bergman. We are continuing this discussion. We now cross live to the US and talk to Colin Nathan, a boxing trainer. A very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Unfortunately, we're talking about Dingaan's passing. I was traveling and I turned on my phone and someone sent me an article and I thought it was a joke, and then his daughter reached out to me, Penelope, saying, you know, her father's no longer, and I was stunned. I'm still stunned. Dingaan is one of my all-time South African heroes. Like, the guy could do no wrong in my eyes. I just absolutely adored and loved him. It's just so sad. And what's even sadder is that people are only taking note of such a great legend now. Mm-hmm. I think he's one of the greatest African fighters in boxing history. To this day, I still think he has had the best right uppercut in boxing history. I'm stunned.
Yes.
Stunned.
How would you describe your relationship with Dingaan?
Dingaan messaged me a couple of weeks back just to congratulate me on Sivanati reclaiming his world championship. Dingaan and I were friends. I mean, we would always, whenever we'd see each other, we'd always embrace warmly. We'd always have conversations. I think I would drive him nuts because I asked him several times how he used to set up that right uppercut. And I have such fond memories of Dingaan. And it's a hole in South African boxing's heart that will never be filled. And me personally, I'm going to miss my friendship with Dingaan. I just wrote a post now saying, while the Dingaan soul is passed, the petals of the rose will remain in South African boxing history forever. So I will always remember the South African fighter who's the only South African fighter to win three of the four major sanctioning bodies championships in WBO, WBA, and obviously WBC. But I will miss my friend very, very much.
I thank you so much and all the best of luck and our condolences to you and the family. That was Colin Nathan, a boxing trainer in the United States.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.